This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. WSMI, we serve Mid-Illinois. Hi, this is Terry Tote, WSMI Program and Sports Director. Tally Broadcasting is celebrating 60 years of service to Mid-Illinois by WSMI AM 1540 and 50 years of service to Mid-Illinois by WSMI FM 106. And it's time now for a special interview featuring former WSMI staff members and others associated with the broadcasting industry. Celebrating 50 years of WSMI FM 106.1 and 60 years of WSMI AM 1540. We now have a chance to talk with Dennis Lyle, the president of the Illinois Broadcasters Association. And Dennis, thanks for joining us here on WSMI. I guess first off, let's talk a little bit about the organization itself.
Well, the Illinois Broadcasters Association serves both radio and television broadcasters, licensees throughout the state of Illinois. You'll find a state broadcasters association in each of the 50 states, in addition to Puerto Rico. Bottom line, if someone asks you, well, what does the trade association do, it basically keeps our eyes and ears open on behalf of our broadcasters as to legislation which could impact our broadcasters. But we also serve as a conduit to our members for legal advice from broadcast attorneys, both here in the state of Illinois and in Washington, D.C. We offer a remarkable amount of training for broadcasters in respect to their advertising sales departments and many times their news departments. And so we're part of the family. If there's a radio station or TV station broadcasting in the state of Illinois, we're proud to say that the majority of them are members of the association, and we're considered members of their broadcast team, albeit rather indirectly, but we're glad to be part of that team, and we're glad to have your fine station and company part of our organization.
Well, as we celebrate 60 years of AM 1540 and a half century of FM 106, we get a chance to talk with people who have known Hayward Tally for many years and the Tally family for many years, and just how long have you been able to call Hayward an associate?
Well, I've been in this position for 11 years, but before that I owned radio stations in southern Illinois, and my first introduction to Hayward and Emma Tally was at a radio advertising bureau convention in Dallas, and that was probably, close to 25 years ago. No matter how I, throughout the years, regardless of what hat I was wearing when I was in the presence of Hayward, and Emma, it was always an environment of complete professionalism. Hayward represents one of the he's a broadcaster's broadcaster, is what I like to say. He got into the business because he loved the business, and the business has flourished under his direction. He understands what a local broadcaster, what it means to his local community to be the servant that broadcasters are in their respective cities of license that they represent. And so I've known him on various levels of my professional life. Each time, the man is always so kind, so generous with his time and with wonderful vast knowledge that he has of the broadcast industry. And so he is really a jewel, as far as I'm concerned, a gem amongst the broadcast community, and we're thrilled. I'm thrilled to know him.
I know one of the proud moments of his life was in 2002 when he was awarded the Vincent T. Wasilewski Award, and that plaque proudly hangs in our lobby. If you could explain a little bit what that award stands for.
Well, the Vincent Wasilewski was a one-time president of the National Association of Broadcasters in Washington, D.C. Vince was an attorney from Central Illinois, those broadcasters from that era, just could not believe what an outstanding leader for the national trade industry Vince Wasilewski was. And being a native of Illinois, when Vince passed, the IBA Broadcaster of the Year Award was rightfully changed to the Vincent T. Wasilewski Broadcaster of the Year Award. We feel it's the most prestigious award that we give on an annual basis, because it singles out the one broadcaster in the state of Illinois for the year that our board of directors and our broadcast members think truly represents someone worthy of having received received our most prestigious award. And so, for the many same virtues that I mentioned earlier during this conversation, it was no surprise to me that Hayward's name was introduced, nominated for the award, and clearly won the love and affection of all of the board members who were voting at that time for that year's Broadcaster of the Year nominee and award winner. And so that went to Hayward, and we were pleased to give it to him, and I know he was pleased to receive it, and it was a special day for all involved. You're the Vincent T. Wasilewski Broadcaster of the Year. You definitely are doing something right, and you've definitely done something right, and you represent someone that other broadcasters aspire to become in their careers, because it really is the ultimate award from the Illinois Broadcasters Association.
Dennis, where are we going in the future here? Broadcasting is still alive and still functioning and adapting to what it needs to stay alive and well here in the 21st century.
Well, there's so many exciting things happening in the world of broadcast. You know, the television, obviously, industry has gone from an analog to a digital transition, and radio has seen many changes, the onset of the internet. But, you know, throughout the years, radio obviously being the oldest of the media, throughout the years, people have always said, oh, well, this will be the end of radio. And, you know, they said that at the introduction of television, they said that at the introduction of movie theaters and VCRs and things like that. But radio is the one medium that constantly adapts to change and embraces change and figures out a way to make change part of the radio story. So to answer your question, there's a bright future for broadcasting in this country, as broadcasters now have the opportunity, because of the digital age, to do a lot of really neat things that they were before restricted by virtue of the science of engineering of being able to do. And so, I guess if I can use the word ain't, you ain't seen nothing yet in terms of in terms of the industry. And there's a lot of great things yet to come. But the key is, for our industry to remain successful and vibrant, and for our broadcast members, is to remember that they're first and foremost licensed to serve their local community. And again, I can't say enough about the Talley family and how they hold that responsibility up high, and they do it right in your market area.
Dennis Lyle, the president of the Illinois Broadcasters Association, thank you, my friend, for joining us a few minutes here on WSMI, and good luck to you in the future.
Well, thank you, and congratulations on the milestones. It's great, and again, I wish you 50 more, and I wish Hayward 60 more, okay?
That sounds great. Thanks, Dennis.
Thank you.
All of our special interviews, which are broadcast on WSMI, are available as podcasts on our website, which is WSMIRadio.com. You can listen to them or download them for free. WSMI AM 1540, celebrating 60 years, and WSMI FM 106.1, celebrating 50 years of service to Mid-Illinois. WSMI, we serve Mid-Illinois. For WSMI, I'm Terry Tote.